It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hey, hey there. Good morning, Tanana Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I am Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way. And when most people think about heading up to ski land, you're probably picturing snow and skis and snowboards and, all of that type of thing. But today we are trading in the snow gear for some extra tufts and a blueberry bucket. I love it. So today, Ski Land's fourth annual Blueberry Fest is happening right now, between now and 6 o'clock, they close, but 5 o'clock tonight. So you can have a chance to come on out, spend the summer day on up on the mountain, picking some blueberries and riding the chairlift. They got food, music, all of this in support of our local nonprofit ski area. So joining me today, I have Bryson, the general manager of Ski Land, to tell us all about it. So thank you so much for coming on to Behind the Mission.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, and stoked to talk about Blueberry Fest.
Yeah, that's awesome. Blueberry Fest, I've been watching my plants grow, and mine are almost ready. I think they get a little too much shade, but how did this whole thing get started? How did this fest get started?
In 2023, there was kind of a change of the board and change of management. And in that first summer, it was right before I started at Ski Land, and they had a small gathering of the 30 to 40 diehard Ski Landers that stuck around when things were kind of in a little bit of turmoil with the lift maintenance and that matter. Mm-hmm. And they were like, let's get together and make some kind of fundraiser to help us kind of get the extra funds to kind of get some stuff fixed and move forward with making some improvements. So it was a really small gathering. Mm. And then in 2024, I took over that summer or that fall, but that summer was my first Blueberry Fest. And I like to plan a party.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, 30, 40 people, that's nothing. We could have music, we could have food, we could have the lift running. They hadn't had that before.
Okay.
The first Blueberry Fest we had, there was one band, it was a bunch of young kids. One of their cars caught fire in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And they told the band they should change the names to the Car Fire Kids.
Oh, man.
But it was an eventful and memorable first Blueberry Fest.
Yes.
So my first summer... got about 5 to 6 bands together, reached out to a few vendors, and we had no idea if it was going to be successful. We were, paying
right.
a few bands. Didn't really have a whole lot of money at the time to be spending on getting bands in, so
right.
it was kind of a gamble. But the word got out, so we've got great blueberries. People come up all summer when we're not having Blueberry Fest, just to hike and pick. But a lot of the good berries are kind of way down to the bottom.
See. The chairlift, yes.
Yeah, it's a hike back up.
Okay.
And my partner and I have been going out there for years. To pick berries, and we always hike back up. And I was like, now that I work here, why can't we just turn the lift on?
That's awesome.
And that was, I think, a big appeal for that second year. And then we had a great, great turnout. So mm-hmm. it was kind of shocking how many people came out to support Ski Land and to mostly, I think, pick berries.
Yes.
We had the lift not running the full day, and it was so crowded. We said, we're going to turn the lift on an extra 2 hours for the day because we have so many people here. And a few diehard older ladies who were out there picking would have kind of yelled at me a little bit. They were like, if I had known the lift was going to keep running, I'd have stayed picking.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, you have 5 gallons of berries. Like, how much more do you need?
You can't even haul that much. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
That's
so
too much.
The third year, we kept the lift running the full day. We had a great turnout, a lot of bands. This is the first year that I think that it's going to be sunny, which is awesome because
yes.
the last 2 years, it's always been kind of raining. It's kind of like the fair. When
sure,
we have Blueberry
sure.
Fest, it rains. And people still come out because they love
100%.
Their blueberries.
Right.
I like to think that they're here to help support Ski Land, and a large majority of them are. But I think the most folks really just want the blueberries.
I mean, take what you can get, because seriously, that's you see it all over Facebook all the time and on social media. Where are the blueberries at? Where do I go? Where did you go? How do I get that? You head right out to Ski Land
yep.
right now, and you can pick all the berries you can find. So
yeah, they're out. We've got people coming up all day, and it's fun to chat with folks coming up while we're working out there. And we don't have the lift running when we're not doing Blueberry Fest. So if you do come up and it's not Blueberry Fest, you will be walking around and hiking back up. But today we'll have the lift spinning, and it's about a 10-minute ride from the bottom back to the top. And if it's going to be sunny, It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a huge success. And you know, it's funny you say that, because that's definitely something to factor, is when you have the chairlift, you can maybe actually bring that 5-gallon bucket. But, you know, if you're hauling it yourself, man, you want to consider all the pockets and things, be careful and whatnot. It sounds heavy. But yeah, so that's kind of cool. So I saw that this year you've got a pancake eating contest, and a dog costume contest as well. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, we're trying a few new things. We'll see how they go. Yes. We haven't had a whole lot of traction with either of those signups for those events. So we'll see if folks show up for it.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, it's, you know how we are here. We're late to sign up, and we'll just show up and make it happen. So
yeah, and I think most people are here to mostly just pick the berries. And, you know, it's fun to have the music for the few folks that, like, stop and take a break.
Sure.
But Fairbanks has some hardcore berry pickers.
That is, yes. Yes, and I think you'll find some of them. You recruit a special crowd today.
Oh, yeah.
With those berries. So that's kind of cool. So what kind of thing, what about, you know, obviously we're going to have lots of families out and lots of kids, and it's going to be a wonderful event. You've got the music and the activities, and I think that's great, bringing everybody out. You know, what about pets, about dogs? Can we bring dogs today, or what is your recommendation here?
So typically we're pretty pet friendly, as long as your dog is on a leash in the parking lot, because we're always running equipment and vehicles, and we just
sure.
don't want to, you know, run over Fido with a snow cat.
Right.
But for Blueberry Fest, we do ask, if they're not going to be signed up for the dog costume contest, that they stay at home. I would say in the car, but I think it's getting pretty hot today. So I would say if you're not going to have them kind of up in the parking lot area, we don't ask that you take them onto the hill, because we've got so many people, and it just creates a little bit of chaos. And dogs don't ride ski lifts too well.
No, probably not. I'd imagine not. I mean, so if you're hearing this now and you're thinking about bringing the pup, then definitely put a costume on, some, you know, a little hat or something cute, and go on up and get in that costume contest for the dogs, and that the participate, be a part of the show. So it's awesome. Yeah, if you're just now tuning in, we are you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way, and we're chatting with Bryson over at Ski Land, talking about the Blueberry Fest that is going on right now at Ski Land. And so tell me more about the fundraiser piece of this. Are there tickets involved, or how do we, what's the fundraising piece?
Yeah. So we typically don't charge for people to come out and pick berries when we're not having our Blueberry Festival, because, you know, it's Fairbanks and there's tons of open land, and go hike and have fun. But today is a day that we are charging to be out at Ski Land. It's $35 for an adult and $25 for 6 to 18.
Okay.
6 and under are free. And all those proceeds go to help Ski Land maintain our core mission, which is providing cheap and affordable for families skiing and snowboarding here in the interior.
Yeah, that's excellent. We need that. We need that outside activity support for the wintertime. I mean, 100%. I'm the first to confess that it is very difficult to get me to stay outside for too long in the wintertime. But, you know, having an activity like this staying active and keeping moving, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's a good way to stay moving over the winter months. So super important to support this, to support your organization, keep things running. And I mean, you definitely don't want to have a chairlift down in the wintertime when you're trying to make that magic happen and keep the joy alive. So but you'd probably stay nice and warm if you had to hike up that hill, wouldn't you?
You do. Yeah, we had a few folks that come up, and they'll ski down when we're closed and hike back up, and props to them. It's a workout.
Yes, definitely. Those are the dedicated, for sure. For sure. So, I mean, putting on a summer event and putting on a fundraiser in general, it definitely takes a lot of people and, you know, a lot of volunteers. So, I mean, was there a committee that put this event together, or is it your board, or how does that work out?
Yeah, so this is mostly put on by the staff. In the summer, we have about 3 staff members. So it's myself and 2 others. And,
nice.
The other 2 staff members here that we have up there have been just working their butts off to get everything ready to have a really awesome Blueberry Fest. So big shout out to those 2.
For sure.
We have a board of directors that kind of oversees all the fundraising and kind of the financial side of Ski Land. And we really are a community-oriented resort. All of our board members are volunteer their time to be on the board.
Good.
We have a large part of our income is through donations. We wouldn't be able to offer the ticket rates that we do without our community involvement. A lot of things that have gotten fixed and repaired and improved at Skiland have had a lot of volunteer and community membership help to make that happen.
That's so important. That is so, so important here. And that's one thing that I genuinely appreciate about United Way is that it's about uniting the forces and bringing the community together to share resources and help each other out. And that's truly, you know, that's what we do as nonprofits is we recruit the generosity and the energy of our community to be able to provide the service. So that's good. I'm glad that you've got your team committed to helping keep this running and keeping this going for the fourth year. And it sounds like every year you are evolving on this event and making it bigger and making adjustments and just trying to figure out how to accommodate and make the things happen. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we like to keep trying to try new things and see what works, see what doesn't. You know, my ultimate dream for Blueberry Fest would be a 2-day music festival for Fairbanks, but that's probably a few years out.
That's awesome.
But, you know, dream big, right?
Dream big. No, I love it. That's right. You got to start somewhere and keep the dream alive and keep it bigger than what you can do because then you keep striving for more and for new. And it keeps it exciting. So that's always fun. When you know, ski resort again, so we're talking, this is usually a wintertime activity, but your facility does accommodate year round, traffic and activities. And you kind of touched on it a little bit, but you've got trails and all sorts of things. What else do you have going on over the summertime?
Yeah. So we've started recently doing, some wedding venue booking, or really any venue. If you wanted to have a wedding, bar mitzvah or a memorial service or whatever you want, we've got buildings available, chairs, tables, the whole kitchen. We'll work with you to make it happen if you want to have a summer event up at Skiland. That's kind of where we're headed right now for summer activities. Everyone asks the question that I'll get in the summer, when are you guys going to do mountain biking? And that's probably a long time off. We'd love to, but it's a lot of investment and work to make that
really
happen. But for hiking, we get a lot of people to come up even when there's not blueberries because it's a beautiful area. We're an upside-down ski resort, so you park at the top. Hence why we had the lift running for Blueberry Fest, because most ski areas, you park at the bottom, you can hike uphill. They don't even turn the lifts on.
Oh, wow.
You hike up the hill, get your berries, and you walk back downhill. Because we start at the top, you have to hike picking downhill, hence why it's a hike back up. And that's why we have our lifts running today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that consideration. That's an interesting concept. Yeah, an upside down ski resort. I would have never considered that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a few of them out in the country. What's great for Fairbanks is, or for us in Fairbanks, is that we've parked at the top. You've got a beautiful view of the Alaska Range, of the White Mountains, and then the mountains of Fort Knox.
Yes.
Which they're a great supporter of Blueberry Fest here today. They provided blueberry picking buckets.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
so
very good.
Shout out to those guys. But yeah, and then in the winter, or even in the late fall, we get people coming up to, it's a great place to look at the aurora. We do aurora tours out of our lodge during the winter months or dark months, which is a great way to, if you have family visiting and you want a warm place to stay, give us a ring.
That's neat. Yeah. So there's even more than that over the cold months or when things start to get dark, you can come out and check the auroras, which is great. So, well, excellent. Well, thank you, Bryce. And I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break and, when we get back from commercial, we will chat just a little bit more about what's ahead for upcoming ski season and, and give a few more reasons why people would head up the mountain after dark. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. from 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at UnitedWayTananaValley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back. Welcome back, listeners. You are tuned in to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we are visiting with Bryson, General Manager of Ski Land. If you're just now joining us, FYI, Blueberry Fest is happening right now. Until tonight, 5 o'clock, they close Ski Land at 6, but 5 o'clock is when they're going to end the event. And they've got berry picking, chairlift rides, food, music, local vendors. There's so much happening throughout the day today. So just keep heading north. If you're in the car right now listening, just keep going, and we'll take care of you once you get here. So, so tell me a little bit outside of Blueberry Fest today. You know, today we've got the sun, we got the heat, we got the blueberries. It's a beautiful thing. It's something that we do also want 6 months from now, but we realize it's probably not going to be like that. What does the winter season look like at Ski Land? When did that start?
So Ski Land started in 1962, and it was more of a ski area called Cleary's Summit across the street. Mm. And when the locals there that skied a lot got told they couldn't drink beer in the parking lot, they said, well, too bad, we're going to go make our own ski area across the road. And that's kind of how Ski Land got started, which is a great history of how we got started, because guys wanted to, you know, pregame their skiing.
That's awesome.
Responsibly pregame their skiing.
Of course.
Ski Land was a rope tow for back in the day. One of our runs is called Old 49er. And it's not after, you know, like 1949s. It was after an old 49 International Scout truck that they'd cut in half and turned into a rope tow. We got the ski lift in 1992, and we've been running that lift ever since. In 2020, we became a nonprofit.
Okay.
And that's allowed us to kind of complete our mission of giving that affordable skiing to the families and community of Fairbanks. And it's my goal while I'm there, as long as I can, to keep skiing for a rental and a day ticket under $100. And it's tough to do, and we couldn't do it without donations from the community to keep that price affordable.
Yeah, that's super important. That's super important. Year-round support is super important. So I'm glad that you're doing this fundraiser on this beautiful day. You know, as far as like ski season, you know, obviously we have to wait for snow to fly and for it to kind of stick a little bit to be safe and whatnot. But, you know, but you're doing work year-round. You didn't just open up for this festival today. You're there, right? You're there year-round. What does it take for the snow to be like, okay, today we can ski?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it's a great way for folks to help get involved. So because we're kind of more tundra and a lot of rock and uneven, spongy terrain, we can't run heavy equipment in the summer to do all of our mowing.
Oh.
You'll sink into it.
Yes.
Yeah, all of our brush cutting that we do. So we get a lot of alders and willows that grow up, and we have to cut it down every season. We do that all by hand. We have about 550 acres of skiable of area, and it's a ton of work. So if you're looking to get involved with Ski Land and, you know, you want to give us a hand and help out, we're always looking for volunteer brush cutters.
Yes.
Come up on the weekend. We've got a few brush cutters to loan out. If you like hiking and getting outside, it's a great way to spend an afternoon.
That's awesome.
And it really helps us get ready. So once we get the brush cutting done, that kind of helps us with the snow. We can use less snow to open if we have lower brush.
Okay.
But in the summertime, or as soon as we stop the lift for the winter, we take about a week off to kind of take a breather.
Sure.
And then we're right back into the annual maintenance, and then, you know, it's just kind of repairing all of our equipment. We've done a lot of, in the last few years, building maintenance and improvements.
Good, okay.
We've put new roofs on a lot of our buildings.
Oh, very good.
We're
okay.
re-insulating a ton of the lodges and just trying to improve things as we can. So we stay really busy year-round. And then after Blueberry Fest, we hit the brush cutting pretty hard. That's kind of our main goal, is to get that brush knocked down. If you cut too early, it just grows back. So we kind of wait till August, and then we pretty much cut up until the snow starts to fly, and even a little bit after if we still have stuff left.
Wow.
We typically open December to about early April.
Okay.
This last season, we made it to May, which was awesome.
Right. Well, for you.
And, yeah, it was great. It made up, though, because this first section of winter this last season was cold.
Yeah.
It was rough. It's my goal that we're always shooting to have everything ready to open on Thanksgiving weekend. I don't think that's ever really happened in the last, you know, decade or so. But we've been ready for the last three seasons to hit that goal. We just need the snow. That's the big one. I can't control the weather. But, you know, fingers crossed we get an early snow. I think some people right now might not like that idea. I would love it. You know, give me 2-3 feet in October and I'll be a happy boy.
Oh, my heavens.
But, yeah, we're hoping to open end of November, beginning of December, and then roll into hopefully May.
Yeah, no, that's very exciting. And, I mean, and you had mentioned, too, that you've got beautiful views of auroras. And so, you know, that really does kind of help support that year-round operation and the visitors. And it really gives people something to do and a reason to come out. It's not always about skiing. It's not always about berry picking. It can definitely be about relaxation and vacationing and just sightseeing and, you know, show some out-of-towners some really nice views of our beautiful home.
Oh, yeah. We have we even have folks in the winter that'll come up just to come up to the grill. We've got a great little kitchen there.
Awesome.
Food's phenomenal. I probably put on 10 to 15 pounds every winter just because it's so tasty.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I
dear.
I do a lot of running in the summer to get rid of it. But,
nice. Yes. Perfect time to get the hoodies out. You just start packing on at the cafe there. So tell me about the lodge, too. So are they cabins? Is it a hotel? Give me a little bit more info on that.
So we just have day use lodges. We don't have any kind of bed base or any kind of housing up there. But we have two lodges. Our upper lodge is kind of our main hangout area. That's where you have your food, your kitchen.
Beer sales. Yes. Okay.
With a big, beautiful deck. So especially in the spring when it gets a little bit warmer, it's nice to sit on the deck, have a beer after your day of skiing. Our lower lodge is kind of where our rentals and all of our merch is at, and that's got a big family room. So if you don't want to eat at the lodge, the upper lodge and the kitchen, we're totally down with bringing a packed lunch and hanging out in the lower lodge. It's a beautiful glass room that you can sit in. You see the whole hill and watch kiddos ski.
Ooh, yeah. And you were saying that you do. You host events and weddings and all the things. And that just sounds like a beautiful picturesque view for that type of setting. So.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, good deal. So, you know, so we were talking a little bit offline about skiing, ski lessons and first-time riders, skiers and... You'd mentioned something special about our fifth graders this season.
Yeah, so last season we kind of restarted our ski school, and now we have a great little program that's going. And this year we're really excited to announce that we're going to be offering all borough fifth graders free skiing.
So all they
have to do is prove that they're in fifth grade, and then they pre-sign up. Basically, you get a fifth grade season pass, so your fifth grader gets their pass. They come up to Ski Lane, they'll get to ski for free. The rentals are pretty cheap, so if you have little kiddos and don't have skis, our rentals are pretty affordable. And then we've got the ski school program that we're really excited about. So if your kid's never skied before, get them enrolled in the lesson. One of the things we're kind of playing around with and trying to work toward is finding someone to help fund or donate a lesson block, basically, for like, hey, for this month, we've covered ski lessons for the fifth graders in this program. Because kind of the reason we exist is, one, to provide that affordable, family-friendly skiing area.
Right.
But also, ski resorts like Ski Lands, we're kind of a grower resort. We grow the ski industry. We get people who've never skied before. We get them on skis.
Sure.
And we kind of hook them for life.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, I've been up there and seen three generations in one family all skiing together. You've got your grandpa, mom, and dad, and the young little ones. And that's pretty special.
Yeah, that is pretty special. It's probably pretty gratifying to see that, to know that you're able to help facilitate those moments, you know, with family and getting everybody in there. And what an opportunity, too, for our community to learn a new skill, a new sport, and you know, start young. I mean, definitely, I think fifth grade's a solid age time frame to start to explore. If you have never explored a sport before, then that sounds like a good age to get going. And especially if you're right here in town, this is what we do. Get started early. So if like you said, you've got the rental equipment, you know, you've got these free lessons for the fifth graders. I imagine you've got like beginner friendly classes and, you know, like, hey, I've never put on a ski before. Can we take 20 minutes to figure this out? And, you know, those sort of breakdowns, you just kind of like a tutorial type classes and whatnot.
Yeah. So that would be with our ski school. We have a handful of instructors, so you sign up in advance. We have a few walk-in lessons available here or there. A little easier, though, if you sign up in advance, we kind of know.
So you go onto the website. Where
go on your website, sign up. It's helpful to get in paired with the class. If you're an adult, it's nice to be with other adults. It's hard to teach a class with, you know, a fifth grader and a, you know, 45-year-old.
Right.
They're going to learn at different rates. So we try to kind of pair everybody together with the correct grouping. We have a magic carpet, so it's about 350 feet of a pretty slow sloped angle for a beginner area.
Okay.
I will say ski land. If you can learn to ski at ski land, you can learn to ski anywhere. We are a little steeper than maybe Moose Mountain, which is it's fun. If you once you get the hang of it, it's a great place to ski. It can be challenging as a brand new beginner, hence why we started this ski school program.
Mm-hmm.
And that we've noticed has made a huge difference in people's enjoyment of the sport when they're not trying to, you know, struggle to make turns down the mountain on the big scary hill. They get to go to the carpet area with this instructor, learn the basics, learn how to link turns. And then it's really gratifying when we see them make their turns all the way to the bottom. And they'll tell the bottom lifties, it's my first time down. I made it.
Yeah.
And they get a high five and everyone's pretty stoked.
Yeah. No, that is pretty cool. That's awesome. What a fun spot to be able to work and just enjoy that that celebration with everybody coming to visit. I mean, that's awesome. So let's see, what else do you have going on at Ski Land? Do you have any other events coming up for the wintertime, or do you guys do any other fundraiser other than the Blueberry Fest?
As far as fundraisers go, not at the moment. So Blueberry Fest is kind of our one big summer fundraiser. In the winter, we're pretty much maxed out in bandwidth with ski season. We stay pretty big. We run a pretty small crew to kind of help save on our labor costs, and that does help us keep those prices down. We've got a great team of folks up there in the winter. They're rock stars.
Yeah.
But one of the things we'll do this it's not really a fundraiser. We do have the grill open. We do what we call a Ullr Fest. Ullr is the Norse god of snow. So in October, we have a big bonfire. We have the grill going. That's a free event. We make a few dollars off the burgers and beer. But mostly it's to hang out and celebrate the coming of snow and get kind of stoked on skiing. Our ski patrol and our Fairbanks Alpine Ski Race team, they're all both nonprofits as well.
Okay.
And they, in October and November, they have either a ski swap, and each one does their own ski movie viewing. So you can, you know, buy a ticket. It gets you hyped for winter.
Yes,
when you go watch some films and these crazy guys doing huck and chucks off mountains.
Wow.
You get pretty stoked. So we help support those by donating some door prizes to those events.
Okay.
Our volunteer patrol. So we have about 45 volunteer patrollers up at Ski Land, and we couldn't run the mountain without them.
Right.
They keep everyone, you know, nice and safe, and they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for their ski swap and for their movie nights. And then we've got, you know, once your fifth grader learns how to ski through our ski program, they can jump onto the ski race team. And our ski race team just sent some kids off to the Arctic Winter Games last season, and they did pretty well.
That is incredible.
So we're, you know, one big community up there. We love hanging out with everybody, and we just love skiing and snowboarding.
So I think that is the call to action, is to come check out Ski Land today and all year, really. But come check out Ski Land today for the Blueberry Fest, and, you know, bring a bucket or don't bring a bucket. It sounds like we got a sponsor for that. So today, right now, between now and 5 o'clock, head on up to Ski Land, located at 2315 Ski Land Road. Bryson, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your passion about Ski Land and all the fun that you've got going on today and all year round. For more information about Blueberry Fest, the upcoming ski season, and ways that you can support Ski Land, head over to their website or follow them on Facebook. And until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.